Hello and welcome to our podcast, So Now You Want a Baby. I'm Nicole.
I'm Brian.
Where's your mic?
Right here.
Oh.
Can you hear it? Is the thing waving at you?
It's waving at me.
All right, cool.
We come to you on a Thursday at 7:45 on cycle day 2.
Okay. You had a doctor's appointment yesterday.
Which was cycle day 1.
Does that mean yes or no? Does Aunt Flo have a plane ticket, or is she already here?
And we She's here.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that is the thing I'm most upset about. When you're going through IVF, no one tells you that you're going to be on your motherfucking period and have to pump yourself full of drugs.
To be fair, nobody informed me of that either.
I mean, I'm not saying it would have been a game changer, but it might have been a game changer.
Probably not.
I mean, it could have been.
No, because you would have been like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. It'll be
fine. It's fucking bad.
Yeah. Believe me, I know.
So, the technical definition of a period with blood flowing out of me is not happening. But when I went to
It's not. See, now I was under the impression that it was.
So, when I went yesterday to the doctor's and I had my ultrasound, she was like, you have a lining there that's ready to shed.
Which is hence the bleeding.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not bleeding. But I should be bleeding. And I'm cramping like I'm bleeding. My mental state is as if I'm bleeding. But it's not happening. So I'm sure it's just going to wait for the opportune time. Maybe Sunday when we go to the housewarming party. I think that would be a great time for it to start.
That would be...
superb.
Let me tell you something. If it was anything like last night, it would be absolutely effing spectacular.
Especially if my favorite person in the whole world, Zach, is there.
Maybe he listens.
He def doesn't.
No?
I have his number. But that's going to stop tonight.
Okay.
Because I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't... So, this morning I had decided we're not doing the podcast tonight.
That's what you decided this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you're so hesitant when we got home? Or when I got home?
I just wasn't... So, to be... Okay, so back up. Let's go back to yesterday. So, I went to my doctor's appointment. They were relatively quick, and I really appreciated it, and it made me feel better about missing work. I'm like, ooh, they're going to get me in and out, like, quick, because they were, like, really on it. Like, I got there 15 minutes early. I went pee, and I sat down, and they were like, Nicole, we're ready for you. They got me in. They were like, get undressed. They did my ultrasound. The doctor was like, all right, we're good. We'll come back to the ultrasound.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah.
And then, like, they sent me upstairs to see my nurse coordinator. She took me in, like, after a minute of the waiting room. Like, everybody was, like, super on it. But it was also, like, 11:30, and I was like, everybody wants to go to lunch.
Yeah, probably. It's like going to DMV.
So, like, 7 a.m., I don't know how fast on it they're going to be. But anyways, so the ultrasound. Holy effing shit. So... they had to do the ultrasound to make sure that there was no polyps or cysts or anything in the ovaries, or I'm sorry, in the uterus that has formed since the last time they did a wand ultrasound. And then they also wanted to make sure that they looked at my ovaries to make sure that there weren't...
any polyps or cysts on those too?
No, they wanted to make sure that there weren't any like super large eggs or follicles that had already grown. They wanted to make sure we were starting from scratch because the meds that I'm on today is to make my follicles grow. So they wanted to make sure that we were starting from
baseline base. Zero.
Especially since I didn't have my period, remember? They...
then you had to go on birth control.
My period didn't start, so they just threw me on birth control. So I was really anxious that I wasn't going to be at ground zero because I haven't had a period for... 3 months. 2 months.
I will say birth control was awesome, too.
Yeah, go fuck off. Brian doesn't even know what he's in for yet.
Oh, yeah. Whee! Look at me!
Yeah, that's not the best way to go about this.
Folks in the general listening public,
what you say.
If I'm still alive at the end of this, nine-month journey...
Well, 11 months.
Yeah.
Whatever.
If I'm still alive...
he's dialed.
That's good.
He's
good.
He's golden.
That's good.
I already told him that I think that this is probably the worst of it. And then when we build the lining, like, I think it, I'm really not that bad when I'm pregnant.
You always tell me to watch out for when you're pregnant. So why do you say that if I'm not that bad when I'm pregnant? Why do you keep, me when I'm pregnant. Okay.
Okay, how about this? In comparison to how I have felt over the past week, it's not that bad. So I'm just giving you some perspective.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Anyways, so the ultrasound, I don't know how we keep getting off of this. Anyways, they were doing the ultrasound, and she couldn't see my ovaries, which they always have a problem. I think it's normally my left ovaries that they have an issue seeing. And so they normally have to, like, push on my stomach and push the wand up. And mind you, the wand is in my freaking vagina. And I'm, like, cringing in pain. So now she starts doing Lamaze breathing with me.
Which, just to be fair, I will say that, and this is going to sound like a toxic male, Nicole has quite the high pain tolerance. For a female, she has quite the high pain tolerance.
Except when it comes to things in my vagina. Because...
Is that why you cry every time?
Exactly. when I go get my pap smears, it is fucking excruciating.
When's the last time you had one of those?
2 months ago?
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Oh, I hate you. This is why we get in fights. Right now, I'm feeling very like I want to kill you.
Okay, please don't.
Maybe if you were a little more understanding instead of being such a jackass.
This is on record.
I understand.
Don't kill me.
I think this is what I'm frustrated about, though. To you, it's like not a big deal. Like, I understand, like, it's a big deal, like, we're trying to have a baby. But, like, you don't understand the day-to-day what I'm going through. You don't understand that was extremely painful and traumatic, considering what I've been through in my life. Anything dealing with that is really hard for me. So yesterday, I was already having a really hard time. And I feel like I don't get the support and the understanding that I need from you. And I get it. I get that we joke around a lot. I get that it's, you know, it cures a lot of pain. But, like, I felt really alone yesterday. And it was really hard for me. And knowing that all next week, I'm again gonna be alone. And it's just a lot to take in. And last night, you knew that I wasn't, like, on my game. And I really just wanted to be with you. And for whatever reason, I couldn't get you to just be with me.
Oh, and that's my fault. I get these... And it's definitely something I definitely need to work on, for sure. Only in the here's my problem with it is that, like, my personal problem is that I don't necessarily understand how much you value the time that you have with me, even when we're quote unquote doing nothing. You know,
we were not fixing to do nothing. We were about to watch This Is Us.
Okay. I understand. I'm sorry. But that, and I need to respect that a little bit more, because I'm usually so busy doing other stuff that sitting down to watch an 2 hours, even if it's not This Is Us, sitting down to watch 2 hours of TV with you it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? And I don't, like, I always have these things, like, okay, I gotta go do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, and this is what I gotta do. And
okay, but see, this is everyone, podcast land, this kills me segment of the podcast. Brian always says, like, oh, it's like, it's hard for me to just sit down and watch TV with you, it's hard for me to just sit down and do this. I swear to effing Jesus, I go down and lay down for a nap. He's out here sitting on the couch watching TV. I say I'm going to go to bed. He's sitting out here on the couch watching TV.
That
I want to do something, and I come sit down on the couch with him, and then all of a sudden, he has 15 things he has to go do.
Yes, yes.
And it, I mean it to my core that it fucking drives me insane.
So it'd be different if you go lay down and I'm out busy
and then you're fucking doing whatever. But every fucking time I leave the room to go lay down or to go do schoolwork or to go do whatever, you're fucking sitting on the couch watching TV. And I'm like, are you joking right now? Ugh.
No.
That was our segment of This Is What Drives Nicole Absolutely Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And but you do see it.
I do. I do see it.
And I wonder if it's because when I sit down to watch TV with you, we watch like 90 Day Fiancé, Wheel of Fortune.
This Is Us.
This Is Us. New Amsterdam. You know, blah, 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 blah. When you're out here, you're watching like car shit almost every time.
Car shows, American Pickers.
American Pickers. But I'll sit down and watch American Pickers.
No, I know. But I see what I see where you're going with it. And yeah, it's something I need to work on. Yes.
Yeah, do.
Anyway, back to the ultrasound.
Oh, I think I was done. Oh, I wasn't. I got real distracted there.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm the one. Anyways, so she wasn't able to see it real great, but she said that she thinks she didn't see anything in there that was weird, but wanted to do blood work just to be sure. So the blood work was to check my estrogen. And
see, now I thought the blood work was just standard issue, but she just wanted to do...
No, they weren't going
to
do it.
Oh, okay.
They normally don't on that day, I guess. They're going to do blood work every other day next week. But yeah, so she, so they did the blood work, and I had to wait till the afternoon. They called me in the afternoon. Everything was normal. So they said, start your meds tomorrow, which is today, which is Thursday. And so we picked a time because we have to do the same time every night. So we picked 7 because sometimes at 8 I go to bed. And now knowing the after pain, I'm really glad that we did 7 because I spent 20 minutes icing my stomach. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan of needles when somebody else is stuffing them in me. But, like, if I had to do it,
I definitely psyched myself out a little bit. Because I was like, he's like, am I going to do it or are you going to do it? And I was like, I think I'm going to do it for this one because you're going to have to do the butt ones. Which will be after rest month.
Looking forward to that.
And so I was like, I might as well handle, like, what I can control now. Because I'm a little bit of a control freak. And I went to the...
Yeah, just a little.
Quote, unquote... tutorial, like she showed me how to pinch it and what angle to go at, and I was just freaking out. Anyways, so the Menopure, which was just in a syringe with a 27 gauge needle, I would say a half inch needle, or was that an inch?
Half, three quarter, probably. It's okay. It's yeah.
It wasn't super long.
No, it's.
It was about half the size of a normal needle that I would work with at the vet.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So,
but you also got to figure too, at the vet, you're going through freaking dog skin and you're kind of just trying to figure out like, like, you know, you got to get it in there, like no matter what, like, and you're dealing with something that's squirrely and pissed off because you're, you know,
I was pissed off and squirrely too. So I'm just kidding. So when I did the Menopure, like I didn't even feel it go in.
That was the regular syringe one, not the pen.
Yeah. And the only time I felt some discomfort was when I was injecting it. It felt, like, just weird. Because you're putting fluid in your fat.
Not supposed to be.
Yeah, it was just a weird sensation.
No, I could imagine.
But then, I don't know if I didn't pinch right or what, but the Follistim, which was on the pen that we dialed in, I didn't like that one. I felt the needle go in. And then when I was pressing on the applicator, you have to press quite hard. And I was just like, it did not feel great. And then that one definitely bled for a lot longer, too.
Like I told Nicole, we would be terrible diabetics if we had to do this on the regular.
I think we'd figure it out, though.
It's probably just like anything else, but yeah, dude, like...
Like when we do this podcast next week, we're going to be like, oh yeah, this was this and this was that.
So I don't, like, you know, my life, I try to play Billy Badass, and there's not a whole lot that bothers me. But needles, like, even if I got to get blood drawn or something, I can't look at the needle going in my arm. I just feel the pinch, and mm-hmm. I look away, and I don't do well with them. Just something about, little background. Obviously, you guys listen long enough. I work on cars, and I get cut all the time by metal. I don't even know how many times I've had metal taken out of my eyes. But that's unanticipated. Like, it's that's out of nowhere. Like, it's just like, ow.
You don't have any time to mentally prepare for it. Yeah. But, like, now you're mentally preparing to inflict pain upon yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, dude, this is, like, no.
This is going to hurt.
I'm not okay with this. Like, this is not cool. Where if I just get cut, I'm like, oh, shit, that sucks. You know? And then you deal with it after. But, you know, it's not like, okay, here's this sharp thing I'm going to freaking jab into myself.
And see, everything makes sense now. You ask me why I don't want to ride dirt bikes. You ask me why I don't want to do it. Because I am always anticipating the death and the injury. When you go, you're not anticipating that. I am.
No, because when
it's like me giving you a needle and being like, just hold this for a while, babe. You may or may not poke yourself.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. In fact, I talked to Stacy today because he had a question about the car liner machine or whatever. And then obviously we got sidetracked on.
No way.
Got sidetracked on because he's had shoulder problems the past couple times, whatever. Right? But we got on the. Yeah, I don't get on my dirt bike and plan to go out there and crash. It just kind of happens, dude. Like,
exactly.
You don't ever like go out there and go, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go wad my brains out right now.
And see, I'm never planning to do that, but it's always there. Like, I'm gonna wad my brains out. I'm gonna fuck myself up. I'm not gonna walk again. This fucking shit is gonna suck. Even worse. I'm not gonna be able to walk for like 3 minutes. Like,
well, like, sometimes when you crash bad enough, you don't want to get up for at least 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, dude, I watched that Dean Wilson.
Oh yeah, where he took the foot peg in his ass.
Yeah, I saw that again today. I was like, oof.
What, do you have like 10 surgeries or something like that?
I don't know. He was at like 4 surgeries like 2 days after.
And the doctor said it was like 4 or 5 inches deep or something like that.
Yeah, she stuck her whole hand in it.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyways, if you don't know what we're talking about, Google it. Supercross.
Supercross Dean Wilson crash.
Yeah, foot peg.
He took a foot peg in his ass.
Pretty much. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back. And we're back.
Yep. So.
Good talk.
We got... So, you're scheduling and stuff for next week.
Oh.
Isn't it like...
Listen to this.
Though. Every other day or some stupid shit like that?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, the back of my leg still hurts from where I got bucked.
Oh. Yeah?
By your cow.
Oh, my cow now.
By your cow.
So, now you understand why I told you I'm not going out there to feed this motherfucker anymore.
Yeah.
I had fucking bruise on my stomach.
Yeah, that's some bitch. I told you that some bitch came around the corner the other day. I was out feeding him, dude. The freaking some bitch came around the corner running. I'm like, oh shit, gotta get food out.
He's a jerk. Now we know why they rehomed him, fucking asshole. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
They're really not happy about the rain.
They've been hanging out in the barn all day.
They're not happy. And they're all...
Are they yelling?
Yeah, and they're getting that... you know when like kids are in a room together for too long, they're getting stabby with each other? Like, every... Like, you're breathing loud! Stop breathing on me! Like, you can just see they're all just... Earlier, it stopped raining for a minute. And then Darla was just standing out in the back, just staring out back at turkeys. She was like, anything has to be better than being in there with those men.
That's our full-size donkey.
The only girl stuck in the back with 3 men.
The only, yeah. So we have our full-size donkey, Darla, who is basically is, I mean, she's what, probably what, 10 hand, probably?
Yeah, maybe something that's like fair.
Probably about 10
she's
hand.
She's a normal donkey size.
So, and then we have Dick, who's our mini donkey.
Who's the size of a Great Dane, but fat.
But fat.
And but height-wise, about.
Height-wise, probably about the size of a Great Dane. And then we got Bully, who is obviously Bully.
He's just a jerk.
He's a jerk. He's a cow. He's a mini cow. But
mini bull.
When
thank God he's mini.
When you say mini, that means he's only about 600 pounds versus 1,200 pounds.
Yeah.
So 600 pounds with horns will do some damage to you if you get on the wrong side of it. And then you have Peter Pecker, who is just...
Who we have to cut his teeth.
The biggest, ugliest potbelly friggin' pig.
He's not the biggest potbelly pig. He's just a big, ugly potbelly pig.
He has got to be... So we have a pretty motley crew out back, right?
We do.
They're all like, yeah. They're all kind of the rejects. Or whatever. Aww,
but we love them.
But Peter Pecker probably takes the cake when it comes to rejects, dude.
Because he's hideous.
He is. He's literally got two different colored eyes. His teeth are hanging out the side of his mouth.
Literally, when I showed Brian the potbelly pig rescue and I was like, pick one, we're getting a pig. He's like, I want that one. And I was like, why that one? He's like, it's hideous. All right, that's the one. Went and picked him up. Yeah, and when Bully freaking bucked me and put a bruise on my stomach, I told Brian, I was like, I'm not going out there to feed him anymore, period. Like, you need to handle this. I'm not putting myself in the risk. I'm going to start poking myself in the stomach with medicine, and I might be pregnant one day. Like, I'm not feeding this motherfucker. Brian, looked at me like I was crazy, like, oh, you're scared of the ball. Not so funny now, is it?
Is that before or after we told him that one day, remember that one day I almost got a fist fight with the bull?
Yeah. My injury was before that.
We were putting up fencing and we were doing all that, and the bull was just freaking being ornery, dude. About threw the gloves off and just started freaking.
Now that you've gotten horned by him, yeah. How would that fight have ended?
I would have lost for sure.
In death. You would have been dead.
Yeah, because and then you get them all fight. Remember, what was it the other night? They were up front because our property separated, right? So they have free roam of the back. And then once every couple weeks, we let them out front. So they can eat the stuff in the front. Well, it was Tuesday night because you had to take the truck Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go herd all the animals.
Mind back. You, they broke into the front.
Oh, yeah, because they knocked down.
We didn't let them in.
We have a little man gate in between the house and the garage, whatever.
It was either Bully or it was Brutus.
I think it was Bully. Or it could have been Brutus. Just, rattling it. Anyway, I'm over here trying to freaking herd. Both the donkeys are in the back. The pig never left the back because the pig's stupid. Dumb. I don't know. But the bull, dude, oh, he was not having it, dude.
I watched him out there for about 15 minutes, and I was like, I should probably go help now.
Yeah, he was not. The bull was not having it, dude.
He kissed me on the nose, though. It was the cutest thing.
I'd get the freaking bull within, 5 feet of the big gate to get him to go out back. And then that some bitch would just dig his feet in the ground, dude, and just be like, nope, I ain't going. Like, you motherfucker, come on.
And then my honest-to-goodness biggest fear was the truck was about 2 feet from the bull. And I was like, don't be pissing that bull off and he takes out my truck. Like, I'm be real pissed.
I would have been pissed, too, yeah.
So I went out there with strawberries, raspberries, and some lettuce.
Yeah, some
and we
stuff
bribed
were,
him.
Yeah, that were yeah.
It was theirs anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty funny.
Freaking yeah.
He's a little spoiled little boy though.
We should just have cameras set up. People would just I'll bet we could have a website of our
we don't have
dumb
enough Wi-Fi
antics.
Speed for this.
I'll bet of our just dumb antics of things that we have to do around here. Like it's
yeah, it would be amusing.
Like that time Callie, remember when we had Callie, she railed me into the side of the barn.
No. That is a false That is a false statement of the story.
She did.
That is false. I told you.
Don't let go of the rope.
Don't let go of the rope. Oh,
I didn't let go of the rope.
I didn't mean literally. So Callie takes off running towards the side of the barn and then does a 90-degree turn and switches aside. Well, Brian's going too fast and he's not going to let go of it. And he just face plants the side of the barn.
Dude,
I mean,
I freaking pile drove that barn, dude. It freaking laid me out,
you
dude.
You broke the glasses you just got like 2 days before.
Broke my sunglasses, dude. Freaking lit. And this is behind. So this is behind. We have a couple of car trailers now. One's my parents, but we had our car trailer, and I got the cow behind our car trailer, and then so Nicole couldn't see what was going on, and then all of a sudden she hears this
boom,
and it was me, dude, freaking flat back, just like, oh shit, what just happened?
If I can also just notate for the record, you're not the most intelligent creature when it comes to being flat-backed and then getting up and doing the exact same thing. Do you know where I'm going with this story?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to the
horse, to the cow.
I'm going to the duck coop.
To the duck coop.
So we're loading up this duck coop.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Yeah, that was a great night, too, just for the record. That was an awesome night.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
We got in a really big tiffle for about 3 minutes, and then we were like, oh, whatever, this is stupid. That's how you know you've grown, okay? That could have been a 3-day fight.
So we were loading the duck coop into said car trailer because we had to deliver it on Sunday.
And he didn't know he had a birthday surprise Saturday, so we had to load it Friday night.
Yeah, and I'm already like, dude, I've already freaking worked all day.
And I'm like, get the fucking thing in.
And mind you, when we say duck coop, this isn't no baby thing. I mean,
how much do you think it weighs? 300 pounds?
Probably weighs 300 pounds.
Easy.
Just with wood. I mean, you got to figure it's it's at least probably 1.5 pieces of plywood wide. So that's what, 12 feet wide, 8 feet or 12 feet long, 8 feet wide, and probably, I don't know, 4 feet tall, all built of wood.
Yeah, solid ass.
So it's freaking heavy.
With a top swing gate. Ugh, anyways.
Yeah.
So Brian and I are loading it, and it's working pretty good. We've got a dolly under one end.
Yeah.
And I tell Brian, I'm like, all right, well, I have
the dolly, mind you.
I was like, I'll push, you pull. I don't know. I was like, just pull. He fucking pulls as hard as he motherfucking can. And let's just talk about it. The coop was only on by 3 inches of a lip onto the dolly. And he's ripping as hard as he can. And I'm like, this can't end well. He's pulling way too hard. He fucking flatbacks himself
in the car trailer.
So hard on his back.
In the car trailer.
And I'm like, babe, are you okay? And I was like, maybe, like, don't fucking pull that hard. Like, you just want to inch it. Like, little motherfucker does it again. Make sure it's latched under there. And fucking pulls as hard as he can and flatbacks himself again. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I figured the first time it wasn't on there or something. And I was like, no, dumbass, you're just fucking pulling way too hard. So then I pulled.
Mind you.
And I didn't get flat backed.
Mind you, as with anything, obviously this is going to change with pregnancy and stuff like that. But around this household, when there's questionable things to be done, there's usually a little bit of liquid encouragement involved.
There was, but you had like one beer.
Yeah.
Because we were out working. Like, it wasn't like we were sitting on the couch.
No, that's true. Maybe that's just my dumbness coming
through.
You were
just being dumb. I'm not trying to be a jackass.
But see, I guess the best part is every time I myself up, I have a good story about it and I can laugh about it.
I think the best part is you flat-backed yourself and then you looked at me as a toddler would look at a mother. Like, well, why the fuck did that just happen?
No, I looked at you because I saw you starting to laugh. I saw you starting to laugh and I just stared you down.
He did, and I was like, hey, babe. So then we had the better idea of Nicole's going to pull on it and Brian's going to push on it because I couldn't push on it. And then it went in very easily.
Yeah.
Then I got stuck back there.
Yeah, you had to go.
Because I'm a little wider than you know, the Brian is. And so I was like, I can't squeeze through here. I've done that quite a few times where I've gotten myself in a sticky situation. Like when we loaded the car in the car trailer and I was like, I can't get out. I had to open the sliding door. Or back.
Oh, the van?
Yes, remember? Because I couldn't.
Was it the van?
Yeah, because we got in it and then we got stuck and then, you pulled the van out and you ripped the door off. And my God, all these terrible things.
Yeah, good thing that I ended up going to the junkyard there.
Let's not talk about that.
That was
That's a story for another day. We've done a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah, but you know what? We got a lot of cool stories.
Yeah, we've done a lot of dumb shit. How'd you get flat-backed by the horse? I don't remember.
We had those people come to look at it, and we were trying to halter him.
Was this Spur?
That was Spur.
Oh, and he was a good boy.
Yeah, he was a good boy, but we were trying to halter him,
and he wasn't having
any of it.
Because it was like the second day in a row that we had haltered him to have someone ride him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, we were trying.
I think that was another scenario of, well, don't let go of him.
Yeah. Well, dude, and then remember freaking when we got Callie and we were trying to halter her. She was out back behind the barn and she comes storming out and freaking just lays me out, dude. Just laid freaking lays me out. Like,
get ready to pause this. Sorry, our TV was coming up. I told you the remote's not working.
But yeah, the freaking cow freaking lays me out there. Yeah.
It's been quite amusing. I got flat-backed once.
Well, that's when you broke your back.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I don't fuck around with animals like you do. I ain't fucking with it.
That's,
nope.
That's why I'm just like, whatever, dude.
See, if I had fallen any one of those times, I would have broke my back. I have weak bones.
See, I guess I just go like, dude, whatever. Like, we just got to handle it, dude.
You've
like,
probably please. Fractured vertebrae and just never knew.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just go about your day. I just go about my day. Like
you made me go about my day.
I did.
We've told this story, right?
Yes.
You made me cry in the middle of the night. What do you want me to do? Dude, I can wait till the morning.
I will just never forget. Like, that's not even the worst part. Like, looking back on it, the most hilarious thing to me, because I've had the wind knocked out of me more times than I can count, but Nicole has never, like, done anything to have the wind knocked out of her.
No.
And I remember the first time I had the wind knocked out of me, I thought I was going to die.
He was probably like, 6.
No, nah, I was probably around 10. Anyway.
Really?
Anyway, I remember the first time I had wind knocked out of me, I thought I was going to die. So just the sheer look of, like, I'm going to die on your face, like, and I'm looking at you like, calm down, your wind's knocked out of you, it's okay, calm down, it's gonna come back, it'll be all right. And you're just like,
I was mouthing ambulance. Ambulance now. Ambulance, why are you not calling somebody?
You'll be fine, just get up, let me take you to bed.
I'll never forget trying to climb up into the truck.
Oh, the next day?
Oh. And it was the lower truck because it was not the
4x4. Yeah, it was the 2-wheel drive, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then the nurse, too. You came in like that?
You walked in here? Yes, he forced me to. Thank you. Then they were like, sir, could you leave the room? Ma'am, do you feel safe at home? Actually, no, I don't. Not after last night, this motherfucker.
Mind you, I was dealing with a younger, more spry model at that time.
You were. I was...
Not even 30.
Oh, God. I was a baby.
Yeah.
Let's just say, in 29 years, I never broke a single bone. 29 years, I never broke a single bone.
And you fractured like 20 vertebrae in one shot.
In one day of living here.
Yeah, it was like a week.
No, we closed on the 28th, and it was the 2nd, because it was the holiday weekend of July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. Great stories.
Hey, you got some cool stories, though.
I have one cool story. One.
Yeah.
And it pretty much surrounds you not taking me to the hospital. For 12 hours. And they were like, normally we see people with horse accidents like right away. Well, don't wait 12 hours.
Well, so little background on me is like, I grew up racing dirt bikes, dude. I mean, dude, I don't go to the freaking doctor unless something's like really wrong. So I'm like,
Spur was a little fucking taller than your dirt bike.
So I'm like thinking to myself, dude, she'll be all right. Like it'll be fine. Just gonna freaking walk it off, dude. It'll be all right.
Spoiler alert. Then, she was not fine.
And then when the doctor,
Spent a week in the hospital not being able to walk. I got threatened to be put into a nursing home. Suddenly I learned how to walk real quick.
They're like, yeah, we can't have you here anymore, so we're going to have to go to you assisted living.
I was like, what do I need to do? They're like, we need one lap around with a walker. All right, give me the walker.
And we need you to take a shit. All right.
That was the worst. Yeah, because I had to be able to get up to the potty by myself, which the potty was a commode for weeks.
We bought all that medical equipment.
We still have most of it.
We got the wheelchair.
Yeah, we got the wheelchair. We got your knee scooter.
Oh, dude. That wasn't even a cool story.
No, that knee was scooter, just old.
Yeah, that was just, that was, what was that?
That was tendonitis.
Oh, yes, Achilles tendonitis.
Yeah, not fun.
Yeah, sucked.
I think I'd rather break my back.
It sucked. Sucked bad.
Because you didn't even have a cool story, like you said.
No, it just started hurting, and then...
But we think we figured it out. We think it was those shoes that you were wearing with... You were wearing your work boots while riding your motorcycle.
To work, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we think you messed it up.
Yeah.
We've really digressed from our medication.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Okay.
Hopefully everybody has enjoyed the story time.
Sorry, guys. So next week, we have appointments Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday... Worst news that I heard was potentially they may need to see me Friday.
Why?
And that was the worst news ever.
Why?
Why would they need to see me, or why was it bad news?
Both.
Terrible news because I didn't request that time off work.
Okay.
So it's going to suck ass.
Okay.
And they may need to see me because I think trigger day is supposed to be Saturday. Trigger day means that's when I take the final... whatever to prepare for the surgery, for the egg retrieval, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Well, if Thursday when I go in, like, they think I'm too close, like, I might need to trigger Friday, then I'd have to go in Friday, and then the thing would be moved up to Sunday instead of Monday. Anyways.
Which is why I put in for work that it's basically surgery, so it could get moved.
Yeah.
Either farther back, mm-hmm. farther.
Exactly.
Forward, or...
Honestly, if my body reacts like my body normally reacts to my period and cycles and this, that, and the other, it's going to end up getting delayed. Because my body doesn't react, like, promptly to things, I feel like. When it comes to hormonal things, I feel like it's very delayed and stupid.
Mentally, though.
You're stupid.
Mentally, though.
Oh.
You hormonally react right quick.
Look at that. It's time for the podcast end, babe.
Forever.
Can I see you in the chamber? That was creepy. I didn't like that. So we'll continue with our meds. I think Tuesday, so right now what they're doing is they're using the Follistim and the Menopure to grow the follicles. Then Tuesday, they think they're going to start me on this other medicine. I think it's called Centroid, and it's to, like, slow it down a little bit so that one or two doesn't get, like, too big or something. Mm. I don't know. I don't really understand everything. This is why I don't like going by myself.
And you think I'm going to understand this shit?
I don't know. I just like to not be the only one confused.
Well.
Yeah.
I live my life confused. So.
Well, if you want to write into us, or give us a call, send us a text message. You can do so at 304-806-BABY. You can email us at nowyouwantababy@gmail.com. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at nowyouwantababy because we're posting our updates, videos, medications,
prep. The daily stabbing.
Yes.
The daily stabbing.
Okay, that sounds terrible. We're not going to call it that. That's not what we call it.
All right.
Anyways. Any other updates, my love?
I don't think so.
I don't want to kill you tonight.
Yet.
I think you're pretty safe. It's almost bedtime. It's 8:30.
Cool. Good.
Mama likes to go to bed. Really, Brutus. That was so obnoxious. He just groaned in my ear. Please. Okay.
Now he's got his ass in your face.
I know. I was going to let the public not know that, but thank you. Sure.
Mind you, Brutus is our 110-pound Great Dane Mastiff mix.
Who's
who Nate? Likes to sleep in the middle of the bed.
And he does. Every
which
night.
Is awesome.
Brian's being sarcastic. My cramps are really killing me right now, though.
Probably because you got some freaking Miracle Girl going on in there.
I want a heating pad.
Don't we have... Oh, no, we don't.
We do.
I thought I got blown out when the...
No, we had another one that we used for the puppy, so it's a little...
Puppy-ish?
Mm-hmm. But we might just have to make it work. Because you can't wash those things, by the way.
I didn't think you could.
Yeah.
Because I asked you one time, you said, oh, yeah, we can wash it. And I said, oh.
No, I think that was a heating blanket, not a heating pad.
Oh.
Either way, I don't think you can wash them.
I don't think you can wash either one.
I don't think so. Ooh, we do have a heating blanket, though, I could use as a heating pad.
Electricity plus water, not good.
But not plugged into a wall.
Yeah, it's still...
It's like if you throw a toaster in a bathtub and it's not plugged in. Nothing bad instantly is going to happen. The toaster may not.
All right, guys. Well, thanks. This is the last.
All right. Never mind. Don't follow our advice. Don't do anything with the electricity.
This is premeditated at this point.
No, I said it was not plugged in. Oh, Lord.
Kids. Just in case.
All right, we're going to not do that.
In case you were wondering.
We're not going to do that.
Do not, babe! Do not put electrical devices in water. Kids.
There are no children fucking listening. For good reason.
Oh, all right.
Oh, God, have mercy on me. All right. Well, we should probably just cut out that last whole 10-minute conversation.
What about the premeditated and all that? Why, you don't want to incriminate yourself?
Not really. Shut up. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to our podcast that has gone off the rails. Yeah. And
that's what we should call this now.
Off the rails?
Yeah,
because it's just freaking... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll just name this episode Off the Rails.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. So now you want a baby. I'm Nicole.
I'm Brian. I'm out of beer.
You're not drinking a beer.
I am too.
It's a non-alcoholic beer. I'm not allowed to drink wine, guys, so just pray for us. Okay, bye.